What's up, family? This is your girl, Miss Low, and you're tuning in to LoveRadioNetwork.com. Get into it. Conveying your truth. Today, we are going to be talking about something that hits home for me, right? Generational curses of it. Wow. Let's talk about it. See, I can remember when I was a young girl walking through the hallway and seeing my mother take a knife and push it into her stomach. She was trying to kill herself. So at this young age, how was I supposed to know what she was doing, right? Or what she was dealing with? Why she no longer wanted to be here on this earth with us? But when I started having the same behaviors, right? I knew something was definitely wrong. I was hearing voices, y'all. I was cutting my hair and my wrists, exhibiting the same behaviors. I mean, and to really get the full story, the scope of it, you got to get the book, The Evolution of It, right? You definitely got to get the book. It's dropping in May the 29th. It goes more into detail, but see, the it was powerful. And we as people have no idea how to deal with it. But today I know that it simply was just a generational curse. And it was trying to come for me. It was trying to come for my family. See, it will attack your man, your children's man, and everything connected to you if you don't know how to break free. We've been made to do it for a night. Only one night, though. We've been made to do it for a night. Only one night, though. Cry, made to do it for a night. Only one night, though. Only one night, though. Only one night, though. If you cry, you can cry one night. See, God tells us in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God did not give us the spirit of fear, but power and love and self-control. What if my mom knew that God was fighting for her? What if y'all know that God is fighting for y'all? Fighting for you to be free from the generational curse. See, this song that we used to sing at the Word Church, It was one of my favorite. I have many. But this one, it was something like, God is fighting for you, pushing back the darkness, lighting up the kingdom. And we was, how did I go? Oh, and he will light it up. I think it's something like that. But anyway, it talks about how God is fighting for you, pushing back the darkness and lighting up the kingdom, right? He's pushing back the darkness, lighting up the kingdom. And we would shout it out. Yeah, something like that. But anyway, what if you knew that God was doing all of this for you? That you didn't have to do anything but allow him to do it, right? What if we knew who was on our side? Would we be trying to hurt ourselves? See, God is saying, don't fear anything. I got you. He wants us to have self-control. But if we don't have it, if the it comes into our mind, we lose it. And it wants us to lose control. See, I got shown at an early age that my mom was under attack. that no matter what life was giving her, she felt like she didn't want to be here. See, generation means the production of something, right? Well, what if I told you that we are all the product of something? We are the product of our parents, and they are the products of their parents, right? Now, let's see what generational curses mean, because I always want to educate myself, and I want to give you guys the correct information. So I was a dictionary some last the couple of times I done did these shows, because I want to know what I'm talking about, right? So it says that a generational curse is the effect of a person or things that our ancestors did or believed or practiced. In other words, family, our behavior is passed down. So here I am. You know, my mom, I'm seeing my mom try to commit suicide. So here I go. When life hit me, when things don't go the way I needed to go, I'm under attack too, right? I'm trying to do the same thing that my mother was doing. See, we lose control. We become open to the devil. when we don't stay guarded, we have an open door to the enemy. Some people may do drugs. Some people may do alcohol. Some people become the different things. But here on Conveying Your Truth, we are going to break free from everything. Everything that was keeping us bounded up, we are going to break free from. Everything that was passed down from our parents, from their parents, from their parents. This generational curse family is going to completely break off of us. So for me, hearing voices, right, was something that happened often. They would tell me, like, Lo, you're not worthy enough. Nobody love you. Go ahead and jump. Set the fire if you want to and take the pills. Sleep with that man. But to know more what it was telling me, you got to get the book. Don't forget to get Evolution of It, y'all, right? So, family, what do you do when you don't know what your parents went through or what their parents went through? I mean, you don't know why you acting that way. You know, that generational curse is powerful, right? So I spoke to a man a few weeks ago, and, you know, I'm always having conversations with people. I be, you know, trying to just help people, you know, and the Bible, I think we talked about this, and I said, it was in a previous show, and I talked about when God reveals certain things to you and you're able to break free, what are you going to do? Are you going to go back and save somebody else? Or I think it was something about being lost in the field. When you lost in the field, are you going to go back in the field to get somebody else? But anywho, so this man was feeling like death was his only option, right? He didn't want to be here no more. The curse wanted him. It wanted him to fall short of whatever he was going through, right? And we all deal with this. We all deal with falling short as a parent, as a wife, as a husband, at our job. We fall short of a lot of things. And the generational curse wants us to believe that we ain't nothing. See, do you know that God wants us to have life and have it more abundantly? And that if we stay guarded with the word of God, we can protect ourselves and our children. So, I talked about this also in my book, right? So, this is something serious, y'all. But we definitely got to stay guarded. We definitely got to feed our spirit. We got to feed our minds. We got to educate ourselves with the word of God. We got to know what we're talking about. We got to know what God is saying to us. So this generational curse had been attacking me and my family for years, right? It was attacking it in so many different ways, y'all. I'm just getting naked for y'all. If y'all don't want to get naked, let me get naked for y'all, right? So this generational curse was attacking my family with drugs, with alcohol in the family, right? With people having suicidal thoughts, if not contemplating it, they was trying to commit it, right? With molestation, molestation was all through there. Sibling rivalry, you know, mothers against daughters, and you know, just it was a mess, right? So I want to know, do you guys deal with any generational curses? And if you do, I want you to talk to me. I want to share. I want us to be one big happy family. I want us to talk about everything here on Conveying Your Truth, right? And if this is you in any area, if I done hit any area of you, I want you to email me at conveyingyourtruth2024@gmail.com, right? So just let me know about it. So, but today, family, we are here to be generational curse breakers, right? We breaking curses. So, do you know that an estimated 49,449 people have died just by suicide in 2022? And it was 2.6% over the 48,183 suicide deaths in 2021. Suicide was taking our babies and is taking our babies when they are bullied at school and they feel empty at home like nobody cares for them, right? The enemy is telling them to do it. The enemy is telling the man that you are not good enough to provide for your family. That generational curse, right? So you will never make sense of this generational curse unless you guard yourself. unless you read the word of God, right? But we got to be able to look for signs. We got to be able to look for signs in our loved ones. We got to be able to look for signs in ourselves, right? We got to be able to be there for one another. I mean, if you want to break these things off you, right? Off our life, off our children's life, it can't win, right? We have to have control over this thing. You know, I remember missing so many signs with my kids. I think it was signs missed with me. Do you think if somebody would have talked to me and told me, this is what's going to happen? Like, maybe if I could have sat down with my mom and asked her what was wrong with her, but I didn't. I froze. I got scared and I acted like, listen to this. I acted like I had not seen what I seen. And it was never talked about. But we going to hit base on that at a later day. And I touched about it. I touched on it a little while ago, a few episodes ago, about how things just get overlooked in the household. It did happen. But anyway, back to these signs, right? See, your children just being distant, or your loved one being distant, or your husband being distant, or your wife, right? They can be walking with their head down and you don't even know why. I mean, I walked with my head down for years, right? And I'm going to tell you one thing that made me walk with my head down. And I really believe this was a generational curse. And I didn't find out things happened to my mother until after she passed away, after my uncle passed away, which was her last brother. For me, I walked with my head down because I was told I was the ugliest child that my mother had. But you got to get the book. Everything is in the book, people. But definitely, I walked with my head down for years. Didn't walk past the mirror, none of that. But anyway, look for warning signs of your children or your loved one just walking with their head down. You know, if your kids or your spouse or your sister or brother never wore long sleeve shirts, and then they all of a sudden start wearing these long sleeve shirts, it ain't even cold outside. That's a sign, baby. That's a sign. I want you to get all up in their personal space. Roll some sleeves up, because they can be hurting themselves, and we miss the signs, right? So I know I feel short as a parent, but God is a forgiving God, and if he can forgive a wrench like me named Miss Low, he definitely can forgive you. I no longer wanted to be in this generational curse thing, right? I didn't want it over my life. I didn't want it over my children's life. So do you know that the power of life is in the death of your tongue? So when we out here being told that we ain't nothing, we ain't never gonna be nothing, or you're gonna do drugs just like this person, and then it's passed down. See, we was told by our parents we want nothing. I think I was called everything except low by my mom. You understand me? And it passed down. You can pass down a generational curse and not think that it's bad behavior, and you think it's normal behavior. It is not. It is a generational curse that our parents gave us, that they got from their parents. My name is Miss Low, right? And I know a lot of y'all ain't gonna tell the truth and shame the devil, but I'm gonna tell the truth and shame the devil. My mama called me the B word so much that, yes, I did that. I inherited that. And yes, it's wrong, but I did it. It's my truth. I'm living in my truth. You understand me? Some people gonna like me, some people gonna hate me, but this is my truth. It was behavior that was shown to me, and it was behavior that I exhibited to my children. Do I know better? Yes, I know better now. Did I know better then? No. No. If you grow up a certain way, if you are in lifestyle, you most definitely can pass it down to your children. You understand me? So you gotta be aware of these generational curses. But anywho, that was my little spat for that moment. But so, where was I? You are nothing like your mom and dad. I'm telling you today. I am here telling you today. I'm speaking for you against the enemy. You are nothing like they said you will be. Nothing like that. So, not only do we have to look for warning signs, right? You have to watch what you do. You have to watch what you say to your loved ones, right? See, I always tell people, because sometimes I feel like, you know, I'm always quoting Tupac because I think he was like the dopest person ever. He was very intelligent. He knew what he was talking about or whatever. So I always quote him. People say like, oh, you the next Martin. Or, you know, sometimes they be like, oh, here come the pastor low. I've been called everything. I have been called a preacher's wife. I have been called everything. So anyway, so Tupac used to say, what's that song? Keep your head up, when he would say, we were given this world, we didn't make it, we ain't meant to survive because it's a setup, right? That's how I feel. Like, we were shown these behaviors. We were shown these behaviors. Our parents shown us, they parents showed them. We got it from somewhere. You understand me? But what if, let's be clear. Some of y'all ain't been shown nothing. Some of y'all got great parents. Some of y'all got great lives. Some of y'all got everything right. But for the handful that's like me, the handful that want to be broken, the handful, I'm sorry, that wants to be generational curse free, I'm here to tell the devil right now, you can't have them. That they children, my husband, oh, I don't have no husband, your husband, whatever you are dealing with, whatever the enemy is trying to take, whatever that generational curse is trying to do, it can't do. We don't want it, right? Whatever thought that was passed down to you, whatever thought that is making you react a certain way to your children, oh, the generational curse can keep it. We don't want it, sir. To that person who thought you was going to beat us and torture us, the devil is a lie. To the person who said you gonna do drugs like your mother, your life is over. You're gonna be a prostitute. Oh, you're gonna be on a stripper pole like your sister. The devil is a lie, right? To that dirty uncle or that dad, maybe the brother, could be the friend of the family that thought you was going to continue on touching me in places that you knew you weren't supposed to. You have lost the battle, right? We have came to declare and decree that we are free from every generational curse that was passed down to us. This is our truth, baby. And we are going to be normal people. We are going to set generational wealth for our children. We will not be bound and shackled anymore. So in Jeremiah 29:11, God said, for I know the plans that I have for your life. God know and knew what he was doing when he created you. And Satan thought that he was going to interrupt God's plan by creating this generational curse. But the devil is a lie, right, family? Okay, God also said that. Okay, let me go back. I be so deep, y'all. God said, for I know the plans that I have for you, for your welfare, and not for evil, but to give you a future and hope. God wants to wants you to have a future. He doesn't want you to commit suicide. He doesn't want you to be depressed. He doesn't want you to be isolated. He doesn't want you to feel less than. He doesn't want you to feel that you are not worthy of a husband, that you are not worthy of a wife, that you are not worthy of that great job or that beautiful house. You can have everything that you ask God for, according to the word of God, right? So I thank God right now for being the head of our lives, for breaking every generational curse, for allowing us to have peace in our lives, Lord. I thank you right now that you said, if I ask anything in your name, Father God, that we shall have. We are here coming right now, Father God, to you conveying our truth. And we decide that victory shall be ours. We will be set free from suicide. Suicide has no authority, Father God, over our life. Depression has no authority over our life, Father God. Drugs and abuse has no authority over our life, and we will not be called things that we are not, God. Father God, I thank you right now. We are your children. We give you our past truth, our present truth, Father God. Now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we are coming to you, Father God, that these shackles and these chains may be broken, Father God, from our mother, from our father, Father God, from our children and our grandchildren, Father God. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. I come humbly and boldly asking, no more generational curses in the name of Jesus, Father God. I thank you, family. I thank you so much for tuning in and listening to your girl, Miss Lowe. And you have been loved right here on Love Radio Network. I can't wait till next Monday, y'all, at 7:30. It's going to be off the chain. So make sure this week you continue to convey your truth. Make sure you like, love, and subscribe. And remember, don't forget the book is coming out May 29, 2024. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, email Miss Lowe, right, at conveyingyourtruth2024@gmail.com. I love you guys, and you have a blessed week. We've been made a door for a night. Only one night, though. We've been made a door for a night. Only one night, though. Cry made a door for a night. Only one night, though. Only one night, though. Only one night though. If you cry, you can cry one night. Only one night though. Stress, you can stress one night. Only one night though. Let the tears fall down one night.